Cleanup is continuing at the site of a train derailment 20 kilometers west of Kamloops, and as of the morning of Monday, November 3, the rail corridor had reopened to train movements after crews completed track repairs and performed safety inspections. At approximately 7 p.m. on Saturday, November 1, a Canadian Pacific Kansas City CPKC freight train partially derailed near Savona, sending one locomotive and 17 cars off the tracks. Four of the cars were loaded with fuel, five were loaded with powdered gypsum, one contained pulp products, and the others were empty. CPKC deployed crews and emergency equipment to the site, including two containment booms placed in Kamloops Lake. Operators of water systems that draw from Kamloops Lake were notified, and water quality is being monitored, with an initial surface water sampling done on November 2. The Thompson-Nicola Regional District, TNRD, which operates a water system in Savona, has said that it does not anticipate any risks to the system. Any residents of the area who have specific questions should contact their water system purveyor. CPKC environmental teams are at the site, working with the province and other stakeholders on the continued cleanup of the rail cars. Fuel that had been leaking from one car has been contained, and CPKC says that the containment booms will remain in the water around the site. Work on cleanup at the site and removal of the cars continues. The derailed tank cars have been secured to the bank, and planning is underway to have the products they were carrying transloaded so that the cars can be emptied and removed. CPKC has praised the effective communication and cooperation between the agencies involved in the incident. These include the TNRD, Interior Health, the Ministry of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, Environment and Climate Change Canada, Transport Canada, the First Nations Health Authority, and Skeetchestan First Nation. No one was injured during the derailment, the cause of which is under investigation.